This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
No shit, all Sherlock, it's Hey Riddle Riddle, solving the riddies and puzzies that this garbage world has to throw at us. I'm Adol Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we are doing another mailbag episode. We are joined today by a very special guest who is objectively known as the best improviser in the world.
Yes, that's correct.
Ask anyone.
It's pretty subjective.
You might know him from
TJ and
Dave.
We're just reading the card that you gave us.
TJ and Dave. Yeah, this is what you gave us here.
Just signed, keep on going.
A signed headshot. You might know him from TJ and Dave. You might know him from the Sonic commercials. Does your character have a name in that?
TJ.
TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Named after you?
Yeah. I'm named after it.
it's my godson's name.
Also plays Clax on Hello from the Magic Tavern and Offices and Bosses. TJ Jaganowski.
Hey, guys.
Yay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, man.
How are you doing?
Oh, real good. Real good. Thank you. Yeah, my brackets are still holding together. I don't know when this will come out, but right now.
I would say late April.
Yeah. Oh, then I won.
Who do you have going all the way?
Duke and Virginia. Duke.
Two teams going
snuck
all the way
out. Well, to the final.
Two teams winning at first.
I'll let you know after that game.
I got Duke and Virginia going all the way to the final 16.
TJ, how are you feeling personally about riddles and puzzles? Do you enjoy? I feel like we've done a few things that are riddle based, and you've took to them.
I enjoy the hell out of them. Don't always do them well, but yeah. I enjoy jogging the brain box a little bit. So yeah, I love a good riddle.
Do you do a lot of crosswords or a lot of?
Used to do a ton of crosswords and still do puzzles here and there as well. Like Peter Gwynn has mailed that one. It has this insanely complicated one that this madman from Long Island mails to us, and it's once a year, 50 questions. It takes you like 2.5 months to get through the damn thing, and it's not always all that satisfying.
Copy of something?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of questions. Turns out just to be a huge pain in the ass research assignment, but I still like enjoy the madness of it.
Sure. Like, is it obscure trivia?
No, it'll be like two palindromic baseball players faced off against each other. Now take all the letters of their last name, replace one of them with the letter that comes before it in the alphabet, rearrange that to find a make or model of car.
Got it.
The maker model of car may not exist anymore. In case everyone ever wants it, the only time palindromic baseball pitchers have faced each other, Rob Nen pitched against Dave Otto.
Ooh.
Yeah. In case you ever want it.
Oh, Otto. That was huge for baseball.
People
and
are going to think I'm a god when I get that right in trivia.
I feel like you also, didn't you and Rush Howell used to host a trivia?
We co-hosted a pub quiz at the Mission Theater.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
James Dugan and I have talked about doing it again, and Beth and I hosted like two of them.
Yeah,
yeah. We tried to make them really, really difficult. I think the next question I want that has a multitude of answers to it, in case anyone wants to prep, in case this ever happens, is name. I think there's 14, but name. You could have like 10 possible answers of people who have played Colonel Sanders in the last 4 years.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow. Okay,
yeah, it's a pretty good one.
I only know two.
Reuben McEntire.
Oh, uh-huh. I didn't know
Norm
that
McDonald.
One. I knew Norm McDonald.
Am I ruining this question for you now?
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton. The guy from Daily Show.
Rob. Not Cordry. Wait, no, I'm not thinking.
Rob Hubel.
Rob
Riggle.
Rob Riggle. Yep. Yeah, Riggle did it.
Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any other lady Colonel Sanders? I think just Reba.
Just Reba.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Aaron?
I think we're okay.
Aaron, that sucks.
I don't think we need to do that.
And I
You heard Aaron. She's wanting to play the Colonel, so
no,
KFC,
no, I'm
if
busy
you're listening.
That day. I have a thing that day.
Rob Lowe.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like a throwback one to like the Kennedy administration.
And Aaron, you wouldn't choice. Play the Colonel if that opportunity came across?
Not for $1 billion.
I don't know. That seems like a pretty easy way to make $1 billion.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a day's work.
Round the table, same question. Would you play the Colonel for $1 billion? I'd say yeah. I'd do it for 10 years for $1 billion.
Well, also, let's go ahead and before we JPC is going to be old man puzzles today doing the mailbag. But before we get into that, let's clear there's an elephant in the room, which is that TJ and Aaron are both from Mass.
Yeah, great state of Massachusetts.
So let's get out some hometown shout outs.
Do you just want us to name some towns?
No, your hometown.
I think you should give hometown shout outs to people that you know from the old hometown.
Do you think hometown just means listing all the cities in a state?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hear that too.
What do you think homecoming queen is? Everyone?
Yeah, everyone.
I was homecoming queen, so it was 250 other women.
Can you milk me?
I'm from Hingham, which is South Shore of Massachusetts. It's about 20 minutes south of Boston. Mm-hmm. It's on the water. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor Roosevelt went down our main street once and was like, this is nice. And now we can't change anything.
Perfect.
And I'm from Holyoke, Massachusetts, in the western side of the state, surrounded by absolute beauty on the shores of the Connecticut River, deep in the, sort of at the edge of the Pioneer Valley, near the foot of the Berkshire Mountains.
I feel like you made that up.
No, all true.
But TJ did a better job at selling his
city. Oh, like a much better job, yeah. A hard agree.
None of the things that TJ mentioned sound like Boston.
And TJ just won an award, a prestigious award, if I may put you on the spot.
Yeah.
You called him the best improviser in the known universe.
He is.
Immediately when we started the podcast.
Before I even started improvising, when I was just a glint in my dad's eye, I don't mean to like put this earth on Atlas's shoulders here, but everyone said TJ is the person to see to watch. And then when I saw you, it was I fell in love with improv all over again.
Let's put this at the end if the scenes go well. If the scenes are terrible, let's just not do
if they're
this.
Terrible, it'll be because of us.
At the end, we'll give you because our of, new impressions of you as a professor and a performer.
We're crabs in a bucket. We'll drag you down, yeah.
And honestly, I don't. You're fine, but I'm a Pesquazy guy. Yeah. If I'm being honest, he's great. I love Veep.
What's the award you won?
It was the John F. Kennedy Award for a person of Irish descent who has achieved excellence in their field. And so they ignored the Jagodowski part of my name, and I got to walk in the parade, and I got to like fire the shotgun to start the road race and
who'd
stuff.
You hit?
I actually yelled "Run for your lives!" and then fired the shotgun.
Outstanding.
I've made this joke before, but it's correct that your official certificate says Jag Odowski, right?
Yes, it
yeah.
Does.
They had to Irish up your name.
What are some previous winners?
JFK.
He did.
He won it, man.
He was the first.
40 years.
He was the third.
He was. Yeah, he actually did win it first, but. I guess I don't know what it was named then. Maureen O'Hara, Irish Mickey Ward, the boxer.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy, Doris Kearns Goodwin, David McCullough, Robert Stack.
When you win, do you get all their...
And Dowd.
All their contact info?
You get their souls.
Yeah. There can be only one.
You get their souls in a box.
Yeah. And TJ, last question before we start. Do you think Ted Kennedy killed that girl?
More than likely.
More than most.
I don't know if he killed her. I don't know if he went back for her.
Adel just laughed so hard his headphones shot off his head.
I'm not going to call the man a murderer.
Oh, yeah. No. TJ, I told a story on the show that happened at Christmas a couple years ago. where I have one conservative uncle, and he was leaving the party, and he went, "Ted Kennedy killed that girl." And I heard my aunt yell, "John, you always do this." It's like a bomb exploded.
There's, I mean, it definitely proves that there's literally nothing that a Kennedy could have done to have them not reelected in our state, for sure.
Or not have their photos everywhere around my home, like they belong to us.
So we have some of these, so we're doing an all mailbag this episode, which means all of these are listener submitted. We're always accepting more of these. So if you ever want to send us some riddles, you can send those into hrrpodcast@gmail.com. I will say that we have like hundreds of riddles in the submission category because we don't do these mailbag episodes that often. And a lot of them are very like old from when we first started the show. So I think all of these are going to be like some of the older submissions that have been sent in. But I will say that a lot of people submitted riddles that we answered late in later episodes of the show that we like never, you know, answered from their emails. So I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who wrote us emails and they're like, "Oh man, they'll never read that."
So if you send us an email, maybe send us two or three so we have some options.
My favorite is when people send us like emails with riddles in it, and they're like, "I'm 6 episodes in, and I wanted to submit a riddle." And I'm like, "That's a terrible idea because <You fool. laughs> we're 40 episodes in, and we've already done that one."
What are the titles of like the first couple words of the ones you don't need anymore?
The
umbrella.
Oh yeah.
The elevator umbrella riddle.
If the answer is a cloud.
He was living in a lighthouse.
Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Full backpack, empty backpack?
Full backpack, yeah. Yep, that one. A goldfish, a bicycle. If the answer is a deck of cards on the floor.
Yeah.
Or hung himself with dry ice. Yeah.
Okay, ice cube. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of those.
Dry ice?
Hung himself with dry ice.
You know what I'm saying.
That's going to bring us to a screeching full stop.
Ooh.
Do you think you can hang yourself with dry ice?
If you're in a haunted house?
Yes, you can. That's actually the perfect crime. Although, you have to time it really well because it'll just evaporate while you're still asphyxiating.
If it fails, what a stiff neck to just have.
So this one is, well, you know what? The way that they put their signature on this is best dragon hobgoblin. So this is I'll give credit to Dragon Hobgoblin for this. Not really a toughie, more of a warm up, to be honest. But it's my favorite riddle. I have no hinges, key, nor a lid, but inside me a golden treasure is hid. What am I?
Probably an egg.
That's what I was gonna guess. Egg.
Like
Aaron.
The yolk.
Okay, so Adel says egg, TJ says egg, and Aaron says yolk.
No, like that. Like the gold is the yolk.
Yes, the gold is the yolk. The answer to that one is egg.
We did it, everybody. Let's head out.
Yolk, that's what we call my hometown colloquially around there. Holy yolk, we just call it. What up, yolk?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Does Hingham have a hingy?
No.
The yam?
People from other schools call us Blingham or Chittingham because it's a rich town. But that's more mean than it is a fun nickname.
People should call
like
it the yam.
Luxbury or Deluxe Berry. Yeah.
This one is from Evan. Evan says, "Howdy, I've been enjoying your show. I have a riddle for you, but it doesn't work on paper, so you'll have to know the answer." Okay.
Okay.
Here's the riddle.
That was it?
Yeah. That worked out.
Five people jump into a pool, but only 4 heads come out. How?
One died.
One drowned.
That's dark.
5 heads go into a pool.
Nope.
No.
5 people jump into a pool, but only 4 heads come out. How? I guess Evan says that you're allowed to ask yes or no questions as well. That's
was
Evan's rule.
One of
rule.
Them a mermaid.
Were they all carrying cabbage or lettuce?
Aaron, I'm not going to give you a dead stop, but I do want to know. Do you think mermaids don't have heads?
No, I'm just saying that she stays under.
Oh, she stays under. Okay.
She's back home where she belongs.
So best case scenario, they're like 5 people jump into a pool, 4 come out, and they're like, "Yeah, well, your daughter was a mermaid, so she's alive and she's happy in the sea."
Exactly.
Although I do sincerely want to ask, do mermaids, are they like whales or dolphins?
Do
they come to the surface to breathe, or do they have lungs or gills?
Well, they're not real adults. So.
Who do you sincerely want to ask this question to?
Oh, Hans Christian Andersen.
They can breathe underwater. They don't have to surface.
Yeah.
But the assumption is also that they live in like an underwater kingdom, which is it's also unclear as to if that has its own sort of closed, you know, ventilation system.
Yeah, or a dome.
But
or
mermaids do not have to surface.
TJ took me seriously, and I appreciate that.
Okay, cool. While we're pondering the answer to this riddle, I do want to see a scene. All right, we're going to see a scene. Adel and TJ, you are the Lord and Lady of the Kingdom of the Merpeople. So you two are the benevolent rulers. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you are their daughter, and you have questions about the outside world and the land of the air breathers that you want your parents to answer.
Mm-hmm. Mother, father.
Yes, come swim closer.
What?
I was just asking her to swim closer.
Yeah, I know. What?
Yeah, sweetie, what do you want? Your mom is very tired. She's had a long day. She was reeled in for 35 feet and then let go.
What?
So a fisherman almost got your mom.
Hooked me. I get hooked.
She got hooked.
She got hooked?
She got
mom,
hooked.
Mom, are you okay?
No.
Oh, my God, you're bleeding.
Yeah, right in the, it got me in the rib. I didn't eat it like some sort of savage. I got hooked by accident in the rib.
It was dragging and it hooked your mom.
Did they
I got
see
trolled.
You?
Did they what?
Did they see you? How did you get unhooked?
I wriggled. I wriggled until the hook. It was from a trawler.
All right. Well, this is probably not the right day to ask this, but I was just wondering.
Do you have something to say to your mom first?
Mom, I'm sorry you got hooked.
Oh, you didn't have anything to do with it. Don't make her apologize for stuff. She already says sorry too much.
Okay, all right. That's fair. That's fair. I just
please
wanna
stop fighting. I don't want Dad to go
who
away again.
This isn't a fight.
You haven't seen us fight before.
I'm just tired of this. Fine, fine.
What's your question, sweetie?
I was just wondering if I can go to the surface.
If you can go to the
circus?
The circus. I just want to go to the circus.
You want to go to a circus.
I don't want to go to the circus. I want, well, maybe. I want to go to a circus, but I want it above ground.
What? What is the fascination?
Mom, are you drunk?
I'm alive. I'm doped up. I'm painkillers. I got hooked by a trawler.
I had to go above surface and leave our Atlantis town and go to a CVS to find some painkillers.
See, this is the fascination. I want to do normal human people things. Like go to a CVS and then like think about getting a Snickers bar.
You wouldn't
and
survive then you wouldn't a CVS.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds. I know the first time I heard CVS, I was like, ooh, oh man, that must be wonderful.
And it's not, I mean, that what you can buy
it's Band-Aids and playing cards.
Yeah. And of course, CVS stands for Central Ventilation System.
Well, that sounds
incredible. I presume, yeah.
You know what? I'm 18 soon, and I got two parents who fight and don't even care. I don't even, I'm going to the surface.
I think it's consumer value stores or something.
See? That sounds more likely.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
All right, so do we have an answer for this riddle?
We can ask yes or no questions.
You can ask yes or no questions. I'll read it one more time. Five people jump into a pool, but only four heads come out.
Is it not a swimming pool? Is it some other type of pool?
No.
Okay. Are they their human heads?
Yes, they are human heads.
Is the swimming pool full of water or empty?
Yes.
Okay.
I will say that the trick to this riddle is in wordplay.
Oh. Mm.
Four heads come out. Oh, conjoined twins?
Is someone just still under the water?
Wait. You think they're like drowning one of the conjoined twins?
Have you ever seen those conjoined twins where it's one head with two different bodies? They both share a head?
Mm. Oh, like that Matt Damon movie.
Yeah. The pictures with Peter Farrelly.
Is someone doing a handstand in the pool?
No.
Four heads.
Four heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn. TJ got it.
Nice one, TJ. Mm.
Yeah, what we're actually saying is foreheads, F-O-R-E heads, meaning that five people still come up, but only up to their foreheads. Hope you like it. Hey, Evan, we didn't. no, Evan, we did like it. Thank you so much. You stumped us. You get the official stump seal.
Wait a minute. I just got it.
You stumped us.
You said I got it.
You stumped us.
You said I said foreheads. You said I got it.
Evan, you stumped the best
of us. Never got a right answer on this show. We'll be sending you a stump.
Yeah, that is a $500 stump. All right, so email us back your mailing address and we'll be sending you a stump. Okay, so this is a riddle from, let's see if this, we'll just say Yusuf. Yusuf.
Wait, we'll just say Yusuf?
I'm going to say Yusuf.
Does it say Cat Stevens?
Yeah, it's Yusuf Islam, but he says, please, I'm going by this now. T for the Tillerman was one of my best albums, but now I'm changing my name. No, I never do last names unless people specifically sign their last name because, like, their email. Whatever.
The way I knew that you were lying was that Cass Stevens would pick his own favorite album. An artist loves all their music.
That's true. T for the Tillerman is the best one. submitting a riddle below. If it's not already clear, all six people involved are named Kevin. Okay, so this is the riddle. A Japanese ship was en route in the open sea. The captain went for a shower after removing his diamond ring and watch on the table. When he returned, his valuables were missing. The captain immediately called five suspected crew members and asked each one where and what he was doing for the last 15 minutes. The cook, in a heavy overcoat, I was in the fridge room getting meat for cooking a meal. The engineer, with a torch in hand, I was working on the generator engine. The seaman, I was on the mast correcting the flag, which was upside down by mistake. The radio officer, I was messaging to the company that we were reaching the next port in 72 hours, which will be Wednesday morning at 1000 hours.
Aaron's eyes are closed.
The navigator, or the navigation officer, I'm on night watch, so I was sleeping in my cabin. After hearing all of this, the captain immediately identified the culprit. Who was it?
I know it.
Oh, okay. So Adel knows it.
I solved it. I don't want to say what number in, but I solved it very quickly.
You solved it very quickly.
I believe. I'm not 100% confident, but I'm 95% confident.
Okay, so if you just answer the riddles outright, the show ends and it comes to a screeching halt. So what Adel sounds like he's doing is bragging, but really what he's doing is allowing for some air to
I'm waiting for TJ to solve it so I can be like, yep, that was it. That's what I got. That's the what I came to
this
as
is,
well.
This is the egg riddle over again where it's egg, and then Aaron says, the yolk?
Yolk?
And we're like, yes. The cook, I was in the fridge room getting meat for cooking a meal. The engineer, I was working on the generator engine. The seaman, I was on the mast correcting the flag, which was upside down by mistake. The radio officer, I was messaging to the company that we are reaching the next port in 72 hours, which will be Wednesday morning at 1000 hours. The navigations officer, I'm on the night watch, so I was sleeping in my cabin. After hearing all of this, the captain immediately knew the culprit.
Do some of these give an indication or clue that the one who is lying is lying?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes, that's the riddle.
The answer is the first guy because nobody calls it a fridge room.
Fridge room?
Yeah. No,
was
I think
the flag
it's.
Or? I was in the fridge room.
To me, Aaron, it is the flag. The flag man. The mast man.
Flag man.
Should I say why?
He's a seaman.
Should I give my...
Yeah,
my,
yeah, yeah.
So I believe it's the flagman because the Japanese flag is the same upside down as right side up.
That was my thought.
Rising Sun, Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
With the red dot. It's probably more
significant. It's a red,
than a red dot.
No, JPC, there is a red dot on your head. There is a sniper in the vicinity.
That brings us to my first red dot. you are correct. The thief is the seaman because the ship is Japanese. Thus, the flag mast would be a Japanese flag, which is exactly the same when turned upside down.
But are we to believe that all of these Japanese officers were speaking English?
I translated it all from Japanese.
Fridge room.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots of translation.
Okay,
is there a way for you to, on the fly. Yeah. I barely know Japanese.
Is there a way for you, with all sensitivity, to read that in Japanese?
Oh, yeah. And I refuse to do so. I could read it.
That's the correct answer.
They were all up to no good. I don't think any of these guys.
Yeah, I think it's a murder on the Orient Express.
Were they starting to make trouble in the neighborhood?
Yeah,
they all sounded a little unsure of their jobs.
Yeah, I was in the fridge room with my big coat. Yeah,
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the captain of a ship. We'll just say that there is no nationality to it. It's just a pirate ship.
Makes it
do,
less
I
fun.
Guess pirates. Do they have nationalities?
Somalians. From all Barbary.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you're the captain of a ship. I did say captain, so we'll go with that. And JPC and
so
TJ,
she does have to be the captain?
Yep, she's the captain.
Got it.
JPC and TJ, five initials in total. Mm-hmm. You two will be, you are people who have come aboard the ship, and you are trying to justify yourselves as crew members.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Offering up a multitude, a litany of different jobs or titles.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Step forward.
Captain, you wanted to see us?
Yeah. Who the heck are you, and what the heck are you doing here?
Oh, we're crew members on the ship.
Yeah, but the two of you don't walk with much confidence, and I just wanted to make sure what your deal was.
Well, if I haven't said this before, I'm Ron Durgis, and I was waxing everything, and that might have explained our cautious gait.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I don't know, I guess it's... I maybe have not said this aloud before. Yeah. My name is Tag Bowflex, and I am Tag Bowflex, mm-hmm. and I am the meal operator on the ship.
Ooh.
I operate the spoons to make the meals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait, so what's a day-to-day for you? Like, what do you do all day?
Okay. Wake up at the crack of...
6-1.
6-1. Half a dozen of the other. First of all, as meal operator, I have to inspect all the spoons.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure no forks get in there. One fork can ruin the whole bunch. Sailors get stabbed. Prongs are bad. And I got to walk slow.
Yeah, because I'm up at the crack. I fall out of my bark head and start...
Rides up waxing.
Yeah, I start melting tallow. Mm-hmm. Because I'm taking that from soup to nuts. I start with pig fat on that, and then I render it
mm-hmm.
down to tallow, and then I have to get that into a workable spot. So paraffin and such.
Yeah. And honestly,
I chip in with the spoon inspection if I have time while that's on the boil.
Well, yeah.
I have a superpower of sorts.
Okay.
Where I can tell when someone's lying. And one of the things a person does when they're lying is they give too many details.
Uh-huh.
To get to the bottom of this, I'm going to do some rapid-fire questions.
Sure, yeah, no. Yeah,
okay.
That's smart.
Let's get back to pirating, because I want...
Yeah,
We're doing a little pirating.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're really into doing that.
Let's just jump right into the questions. Let's see, how old are you?
16.
Where are we right now?
12.
Spain.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Hammer.
Mexico.
And are you two kids pretending to be adults because you want to be in a pirate ship?
Yes, ma'am.
Globetrotters.
See. Oh, I definitely want to see the captain with the superpower to tell if someone's lying and, like, try and fight crime. It's like, my wife was murdered. Cool, 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 cool. Was she really? Yes. All right.
Riddles come from Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
Oh, because there's multiple riddles. I had to scroll down to see that there were riddles.
All right, Matthew.
Matthew says, love the show. I came up with a few riddles you all might like below.
Matthew.
The first one rhymes. The first one rhymes in parentheses, like I would have fucked that up.
We'll fucking figure it out, yeah.
But I will just
we'll
like to say,
if it rhymes.
Matthew, before I even read these riddles, I love that you wrote these yourself. So many people submit, like I said, the same riddle over and over again. So if you write them yourself, there's no way that anyone could have ever submitted it before.
It's good that he tells you in case one of the lines ends in like Polish or Polish, then you know that you're supposed to read it with the rhyming pronunciation.
What do we call this, homonym?
Sure, you call them whatever you want, man.
Hymenim.
You bet.
Yeah. Cinnamon. You can call, I think you have to give the word cinnamon.
That's what it is.
You can call Polish people whatever you want, really. And yes, TJ, now that I'm looking at this, he does use the word Polish
a few times.
No, he doesn't. Matthew, I'm sure, meaning you're a nice person and you're nice
to the
Polish.
There once was a man who was Irish. Of course, he might have been Polish.
So you're a nice guy and wouldn't use the word Polish? Is that what you were... It's not derogatory.
The way he uses it, the joke that I'm doing, it's pretty derogatory.
Fuck it, I'm drunk. You're being a real Italian. Sir, you have to go.
I feel like this applies to like everything, but also like you could say Jew the wrong way pretty quickly.
Like the way you just did.
Oh, yeah. The chest has a hinge and many lids, but no lock to hide what is hid. The treasure inside can't be felt to the touch, but within your eye, it's worth very much.
An egg!
Is this a fucking egg again? I think it is, right?
It's not an egg, but that is a bad guess.
Okay.
Matthew, that's his words. Matthew says this is
After
I
heard hinge,
guess.
Immediately I blanked out because I thought it was egg again. Can you reread it?
Yeah, absolutely. This time, maybe pay attention the whole time.
We'll see.
The chest has a hinge and many lids, but no lock to hide what is hid. The treasure inside can't be felt to the touch, but within your eye is worth so very much.
Piano.
Yeah, you can't feel piano.
The chest has many lids.
I will say that the language is very like symbolic, but yeah. So don't get too bogged down in it. It's a.
Don't tell me whether or not to get bogged down. I'll get bogged down if I fucking want.
That's a piano.
I'm a bog man.
You're saying that the language is very is symbolic?
Yeah, it's like a poetic. So it's not like a literal chest.
To the eye, it's worth very much. It's
beauty?
It's the love of your life.
No, it's not. I will say that it's also not an intangible. Like, it's not a concept.
It is something you can touch.
An egg.
Yes. I'm sorry, Aaron, did you say egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
For listeners, no matter what Aaron answers, we're going to keep splicing in egg. So if you just heard her say egg, she said something else. But we're going to keep editing in
her saying egg.
Okay.
The chest has a hinge. It has a hinge. But and
no
many
lock.
Lids.
And many lids.
Eye?
But no lock to hide what is hid.
Don't like reptiles? Eyes have several lids?
Oh yeah.
Is it a gecko?
No, but what you said is true. So it's a good fact about reptiles.
Does the answer have the word chest in it? Should we embed chest in something?
No.
Okay.
But you could embed the answer in your chest.
Okay. Mm.
If you do it hard enough. Mm. What did you say? Is it a curse word?
No, is it a person? Is it a curse word? Can I swear? Please, can I swear?
The answer is a fuck. It's not a person, no.
And you said they were Polish?
This person is Polish, yeah. Matthew, that's probably not a Polish last name, so no.
Could you give us a hint that you think of right now?
The chest has a hinge and many lids, but no lock to hide what is hid. Many lids, it could have...
Oh, it's a mall. It's one of those hat stores at the mall.
It could have...
Does it have a lot of eyes and therefore many lids?
Does it have a lot of eyes and many lids?
What was that, potato?
Spider.
Depending on how you look at it, this could have thousands of eyes.
Depending on how you look at it, could have
like a potato.
No, it has many lids. I would say
a camera.
Not a camera.
What's the key word here? Like, what word should we focus on?
I think he said lids, right?
So it has a hinge and many lids. If you think of a lid as something that is like closing something in, why would something have? And when I said many lids, it could probably have hundreds of lids.
It's like a parfait.
A 100-layer parfait.
It's a, yeah.
I feel sick.
No, it's not a parfait. And the treasure can't be felt to the touch, and you have to use your eye to get the value out of this.
Okay.
You can feel it. You can touch it, but you won't get the value.
But to look at it is to get the true value.
Yes, if you're not using your eyes.
Arby's?
Yeah. It's Arby's.
Once you eat it, yeah.
Once you get it, or you order it, you order the beef and cheddar, you put it in your mouth, and you're like, this wasn't worth it.
Glasses?
No, but glasses would help you with this thing. Depending on your eyesight. Specifically if you're, nearsighted? Is that the one where you have trouble seeing things close to you?
I think when you can.
That's farsighted.
Oh, is it a book?
It's a book.
It's a book.
Oh. Yeah.
Hinge?
I really like
many
this one.
Eyes. Many eyes. Yeah. You jerk.
What are the lids?
So the lids like the back and
the
front
lids are
cover?
No, the lids are the pages.
Ah.
It has a hinge and many lids because each one that opens up more information inside of the
page. Honestly, congratulations, Aaron, but I don't know if I think a page is a lid.
So, leaves. You can get away with leaves.
Yeah, if it was leaves.
Leaves.
ruin this for me.
Not to ream this guy, but
okay.
Break the rhyme, say hinge and many leaves. All right, let's reread it with the hinge and many leaves and then rhyme it the rest of the way out.
The chest is a hinge and many leaves, but no lock to hide what is... Christopher Reeves.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. See, I would have gotten it right away.
Yes, the answer is a book. Okay, this is the next one, also from Matt, Matthew. Susie sits down to take an exam. Susie realizes that the best way to pass is to make sure her teacher sees her looking at the person next to her. What exam is Susie taking?
Nosiness.
Driver's exam.
Eye test.
Yes, Aaron, but why?
Because... Well, I don't want to ask me questions.
No, you have to know why.
Because
she's giving the test.
I have never cited a source for any paper I've ever written, and I'm not going to start now.
Stolen valor.
Susie sits down to take an exam. Susie realizes that the best way to pass is to make sure her teacher sees her looking at the person next to her. What exam is Susie taking? Yeah,
so it is driver's test?
Yes.
Yeah, and she's like looking at the cars next to her.
Yes, thank you. That's all I was asking.
Oh, I could have done that.
I know.
So it's her looking at the cars as they go by?
Yeah, the only way to pass is to make sure her teacher sees her looking at the person next to her. When you're driving a car, you're supposed to be looking at the people.
You think the way you drive a car is to look to your left out the window at the cars passing you by?
Like, yeah, you have to have an awareness of the other cars on the road.
Go for it. TJ, you are a driver's ed teacher.
Yep.
And JBC, you are just a shit kid who's so bad at driving. And your patience is running thin.
Okay. All right. Why don't we try it one more time? Ease out, just, yeah. I mean, if you want a license, yeah, we have to.
Okay.
All right, Ryan. Now, just ease out of the parking lot and
get out of the car? You want me out of the car?
All right.
How am I gonna pass a driver's test if I'm out of the car?
All right, Ryan.
Guys, am I crazy here?
Ryan.
Sorry, I brought my boys with me.
No, you're not crazy. This dude fucking sucks.
No, this dude
not.
Sucks.
Look at this dude.
No, I don't.
What are you, like 31? Look at this fucking grandpa.
I'm 59, and here we go.
Okay, so I'm staying in the car.
Sir, I'm so sorry, sir.
No, it's all right. 31, that's...
Can I have a Werther's?
Pretty much. Yeah, have as many as you want to. Where are you finding those?
I brought them myself.
Yeah, you don't have to ask me. You can have as many as you want to.
At home, we ask.
All right. I want you, Ryan.
Okay.
And the car.
Okay.
To ease out of the parking lot.
What do I put it in?
Okay. Fuck this.
Ryan, do that thing where the car spins and spins.
Ryan, do you want a license? Do you want the freedom of having your own set of wheels and being able to drive whenever you want it?
I think he's coming on to you.
No, I'm not. I really
don't. Oh, shit. This is my moment.
Guess I'm...
Stop, my boys. Can I be honest with you, sir?
Yeah.
I have a personal driver because my dad invented Pizza Hut. And so if I have to get my own car, then I have to drive myself. If I fail this driver's test, I can keep my personal driver for as long as I want.
You're Ryan the Hutnansky?
Yes, sir. I'm a Hutnansky.
Your dad's... Paul the Hutnansky?
He did change his name to Pizza Hut.
And I'm Colton Domino's.
And my name's John. Guess who my dad is?
Your dad? Papa John?
No.
Oh. Long John Silver?
Yeah.
Carl Caesar's.
Scene.
Hey, Teach, real quick. Yeah, it's good improv to deny a gift, right?
All of it. I think I said no 40 times.
When you gave me that good gift and I said, no, I'm not. I'm Caesar's.
Please do. Please do. I think I said nothing but no the whole time. I couldn't come on to the kid. I couldn't do it. It wasn't what I was doing.
No, you were correct.
I didn't want him.
Kevin Sr. and Kevin Jr. are at the hospital.
More Kevins.
Yeah. There's only two names in this. It's Kevin's and Susie's. Kevin Sr. and Kevin Jr. in the hospital with head injuries from a bar downtown. The next day, the bar is torn down. What happened?
They fought so hard they wrecked the place.
That's
a lyric, right? It's Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. You gotta fight so hard that you wreck the place to party.
Sure, we'll go with that answer.
Was it like just like a rebar or like a bar, not a bar drinking establishment, but just like some sort of metal bar that was sticking out?
The bar is a literal metal bar that both Kevins bumped into and so was taken down to prevent further injuries.
All right.
Oh.
Matthew says, keep up the great work. I'll also keep you updated or posted on any workplace disputes. Oh, that's a bit that we haven't revisited many a week.
I was going to say the bar was the set of Cheers and it was the end of the series.
JPC, of course, our listeners know that anytime you send in your own riddle that rhymes, we will give you a thank you that rhymes. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And that will come from Adel this time?
Yes, it will. It's Adel's turn.
Matt, we want to thank you for writing in. We hope that you didn't use a pin. Of course, we solved without fail. Thank you, motherfucker, for that email. AABB rhyme is fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
And just in the future, if he does write any more, he should just cut the shit with the Polish stuff. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, yeah. We solved them anyway, but
yeah. It's kind of messed up. We got a Jagodowski answering these riddles.
Yeah, with the podcast, we're trying to turn a new lid and do away with the, you know.
Yes. Yes. And with that in mind, I think that we should all return to one of my favorite segments on the podcast.
Oh, which take is a break.
We take a break.
Great. We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay, yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem, and we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with more riddies and puzzies and Kevins and Susies. JPC, what do we got for our next riddle?
This one's coming in from Colton. Colton writes, you can see me.
Is it Colton Domino's? Because I just used that name.
Is it Colton Cabana?
It's yeah, I guess we can introduce a segment where we just guess the person's last name.
Okay.
That I know, but I'm not reading. If you want me to read your last name, please include it in the signature. You can see me, you can feel me, but if you touch me, you will die.
You can see me, you can feel me, touch me, and die.
JBC.
Asteroid.
Yeah, you touch me, I will kill you. You touch me with your finger, you lose your finger. Yeah, I'll sue your ass to death in court.
That was my favorite thing in where I went to like grade school or high school in Illinois, was that every single exchange that got serious where somebody was like, fuck you, da-da-da, there would be no fighting, but everybody would just threaten lawsuits. We're like, I'll fucking sue you. My uncle's a lawyer. I'll Jesus. Fucking sue you. And I'm like, what is this? This is insane.
I tried to, when I was at working at Second City, Dorf and I tried this scene that started with like, you know, F you, F you, F you, suck my dick. Oh, yeah, you don't think I will? Yeah, do it. You're like, oh, right. You don't think I'll suck your dick? It's like, you won't suck my dick. And then we did a really realistic blowjob. And there was a small list backstage of stuff that people said, like, during that, because the whole show, you know, the show was kind of tough, but there were some nice scenes, and so people kind of liked us, and then this happened, and so it was like, oh no, please stop, like, why are you doing this? There were like little comments from older ladies who were like, I like these guys, and now they're doing this,
except for
like,
they were all sex.
What happened? Yeah.
They were wrong.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Was this a main stage show or ETC?
It was an attempt at a main stage scene. Yeah,
how long did it run?
Once.
How long did it run? Once in about 8 minutes.
I think we did it like three or four times in the set, and then we might have tried it once in the show, and then it vanished for forever.
When was the light pull? At what point?
Oh, well after Dorf came.
Well,
and
after.
There was like a minute of silence because it was me with my back to the stage. So all you saw were like his hands gripping, gripping my shoulders. He like leaned over to the side and kind of collapsed over me. And then there was a good minute of silence where we just dealt with what the hell like our anger had led us to do. It was basically because those like frat guys used to come in and like say shit, you know, and it was
when you ask for suggestions or
or just like say shit like, oh, fuck this, you know, fuck you, dude. And then it was like that bullshit posturing and shit like that. And so we just wanted to see like if this male aggression was taken out to this end of like calling a bluff, you know,
it's like this
to
is what
see
you
what
wanna,
would happen, like to what your anger could lead you, like your false or whatever, you know, bullshit anger could lead you to. So we just dealt with it for like a minute. And then I don't even remember what the out was. We might have just been a slow fade on us. Like, I think we ramped up the fight again. Like, you wanted that. Fuck you. You wanted that. Like that kind of thing.
This is wild because you only ran that a few times and only once on stage before it was cut, but that is the answer. Yeah.
Every word he said.
Yeah, that's word for word the answer.
That is funny. With we all do world news now, and it's like it doesn't happen as much, but in the second half of world news, we'll be like, we're going to solve your problems. Ask us a question about a problem in your life. And we'll get people every once in a while, it used to happen more often, where instead of saying a question, they'll just be like, a guy in a dildo. They'll call for like scenes, like they want a specific scenario, and they're expecting a laugh because they're like, this is improv, that's where I shout out shit. But all the time, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, I'm always expecting the laugh.
Yeah.
When I don't get it, I'm crushed. TJ, you were right, it is the sun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
But if you touch me, you'll die. You can touch the sun, right?
No.
Okay.
Too far away.
It's too far away.
That's the only reason.
I think we've done this one before, but it's a part of a three questions in an email. What gets bigger the more you take away from it?
A hole.
A hole. Mm. And then this one, what goes up and never comes down?
That deer that jumps.
The stock market, baby! Yahoo!
We're living in the biggest bull market in history. Yeah! We're never going down.
Hey, yeah!
For those who can't see, TJ took his MAGA hat off and whisked it into the air.
Whipped it
and
around.
And it froze like Mary Tyler Moore.
We're gonna make it
We're
under
gonna
Trump.
MAGA after all.
It's the stock market. No, the stock market occasionally does go down.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's a bummer.
What?
Yeah,
is it my confidence?
My money.
What goes up and never goes down? Aaron, you know that's not true.
Oh, how dare you?
Your confidence flatlined years ago.
Yeah.
What goes up and never comes down?
That's the only clue.
That's the only clue that you get.
Temperature.
What goes up and never comes down? Oh, it's got to be...
Temperature, that's really great.
No, temperature goes back down. Oh, it's got to be age or time.
Yes, age. It is age. I guess up is a subjective way to look at that.
Pixar.
I feel like I'm 30 years young.
Yeah.
But
you
yes.
Mork for Mork.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin
Did he
Button.
Get younger?
They aged backwards in Ork, I think. Because I think, wasn't Jonathan Winters his son? And Jonathan Winters, like,
oh, really?
Started, I think so.
Yeah, yes.
And Jonathan Winters was started at like 70, or maybe he wasn't that old, but started at 60 and was aging. I feel he would age younger.
There was maybe post college, maybe like age 25. I found, Aaron, you're like 25, right?
No.
Great. I feel like I tapped into a vein
Aaron
of like.
Aaron told you her birthday with the year today. Maybe hours ago.
Yeah.
What am I, a fucking memory doctor? But I tapped into a vein of like, through whatever influences, peer influences, I tapped into a vein of like watching old Jonathan Winters videos,
mm-hmm.
which if you haven't seen him improvising, it's like the most genius. Yeah. I like him better than Robin Williams.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think he's.
It's way less manic.
I thought you were going to say I liked him better than you.
I did too. Yeah. I want to revise my statement. TJ's not the best. Yeah. Winters is the best.
Fucking A, yeah,
I'd watch Winters. And then who's the guy? You might know his name. It's a guy
Pasquazy.
Who used to. That's who it was. A guy who used to pretend to be drunk at like the Dean Martin roasts.
Oh, yeah, Forrest.
But he would like roast somebody.
Forrest Whitaker? No.
Yes.
That
Forrest
would be
Gregg?
Ghost
no.
Dog. But it's a guy who would pretend to be drunk at like the Dean Martin roasts, and it's the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. Man, there's something Forresty about his name. Usually had the beard and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like cartoon hiccups, almost bubbles coming out,
you know,
like,
I've watched that before.
Yeah.
He's the funniest.
Speaking of the funniest, this riddle comes to us from Allie. Allie writes, what has four letters, never has five letters, but sometimes has nine letters?
What has four letters?
What has four letters,
never has
five letters, but sometimes has nine letters?
Oh, boy. Our.
This one is a thinker.
Has four letters. Never has five letters.
Allie does include a clue, but I'm not going to give you the clue because I think the clue just gives it away.
Is it like 4 and 14 or something?
4 and 14.
I didn't do the math on that. Wait, but no, it's not.
You do the math. I'm doing the Alfredo Olive Garden 2006. No, it's not 14. It's not 4 and 14.
So it has to be, I mean, it can't be the same word.
Allie also says, love the podcast so far. So far. Oof. This is from August 6th. You guys crack me up.
Oh.
I'm going to call it. I want to call a scene right now.
Okay.
And so this is a terrible, terrible idea for a scene, but I'm basically be like Pat Sajak, but we'll call it like Wheel of Guess Words, so that I'm not really Pat Sajak. And you guys are all contestants. And all I want you to do is roll the wheel, spin the wheel, ask for a letter, and then try and guess the puzzle.
Okay.
All right, Mark, you're up.
Cleveland is where I'm from. Pat. Four.
Let's see if we have any fours. Yep, we have two.
We're going to stop real quick and just let the contestants know that please do not call the host Pat. You do have to call him Matt, and his last name is Bojack.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'd like to spin again.
Yeah, do you want to take a guess?
Oh, there's two fours?
Yep.
Four fast, four furious.
Sorry.
No, dang. Okay.
All right, Carol.
Thanks for playing.
Hi, I'm Carol. I have three kids, and I want to see a three.
Let's see. There is a three.
Okay. Four
443. Great guess. No.
Oh,
no.
Ooh, so close.
So close. All right. So close.
Leo.
Big money. Big money.
Okay. I'm from Cleveland. I want to let you know. I am the first guy's brother. Here we go. Let me see.
The first guy.
Zero.
Let's see if we have any zeros. Three zeros.
Who? What's that Billy Joel album? 43400 Ocean Drive.
Wow. Great guess.
Ah.
No.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Go ahead.
M.
And I'm over here in a dress. My name's Vanna.
Off-White.
Off-White.
That scene.
Has she ever said that, and I'm over here in a dress?
Yeah, that's her catchphrase.
That's usually.
And I'm over here in a dress.
How rich do you think she is? How much do you think both of them make per episode?
I literally looked this up 2 days ago.
Why?
What?
Because Jeopardy is now on Netflix. And so I watched all these episodes of Jeopardy, and I'm like, Alex Trebek's been doing this for 35 years or something. I'm like, he's got to be worth like $1 billion. So I looked up how much Alex Trebek is worth. He's worth $50 million, mm-hmm. and
that
he makes
sense.
$10 million a year, which doesn't.
Wow, what's he blowing it on?
I don't know.
What's that guy doing?
Fish tanks.
Honestly,
walls.
Trivia books.
Oh man.
My name's Alex Trebek, and I crash airplanes into each other
for fun.
That's my fun afternoon.
Of course, the planes each cost about $150,000, but then I have to pay the families of the pilots.
He's constantly like Brewster's millionating yeah. his life. Like I buy stamps and feed them to pigs, and then I eat the pigs. So there's nothing left.
Pay the Cubs to play me in a game of baseball.
I paid a linebacker $450,000 to beat the shit out of me,
and then sued him. But it said that Pat Sajak was worth more than him. So I think Pat Sajak was worth $80 million.
Holy
so
crap.
I believe he's worth $80 million. Wow. Vanna White, I believe, is not worth as much as you think. I think she's worth
penniless.
I think
penniless
and homeless. Honestly,
she lives in the studio.
Oh, yeah. To describe someone as penniless is such a terrible thing.
Honestly, I don't want to say this; it's rude, but she lives in a van. Yeah.
Like
true
many,
to her name, yeah.
Like many titular. Women, she gets paid in dresses.
When you said I'm overhearing a dress, I thought you were saying I'm overhearing a dress. Like a dress is having a conversation.
Erin, the lead actress in 27 Dresses, do you know what she got paid?
27 dresses?
One dress.
Oh, no. See, I bet if a man played that part, he'd make 27 dresses.
Yeah, who is the romantic co-star in 27
James
Dresses?
Marsden, and I know that, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I think Marsden made like 40 dresses in that movie.
Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he was super dreamy. Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do? Is that a romantic comedy? Erin.
I just looked at TJ as if he was going to write it.
She's just like, I'm not writing that fucking thing.
You've been looking for that wrong.
I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. This is going to be the two Bostonians. That's, I guess, not correct. What do you call somebody from?
Masshole.
Holyoker.
But what would you call from Massachusetts
Masshole.
In general?
Masshole.
Masshole? No, that's the derogatory.
Wow, Adel, wow.
Polish?
Did you hear what he said?
I mostly just hear New Englander.
Okay, yeah. Well, so you're two New Englanders.
Pat's fan.
So you're, please, as much or as little accent as you want to give. The two of you are trying to spitball. You went to a pitch session at HBO for, what was it?
Don't mind if I do.
So you went in for something else. HBO hated it, but they said, we are trying to play with this property. Don't mind if I do. The property, of course, just being the name. Mm-hmm. So the two of you have 5 minutes to come up with a pitch for HBO.
All right. If Affleck and Damon can do this shit.
We got it. We got this.
Okay. All right.
A zoo.
A zoo?
What?
A zoo? Fuck you, dude. Is it animals?
I didn't say zoo. Fuck off.
What did you say?
You said zoo.
Oh, we're turning on each other. This is
all right. Hot air balloon.
Hot.
Freaking hot air balloon. Okay. Crescendo. Movie crescendos in a hot air balloon.
Okay. All right. Movie crescendos in a hot air balloon.
Yeah. Like that. The freaking climax.
All right. You haven't mentioned one character. You haven't mentioned who's fallen in love. Is it a balloon in another balloon?
You know what's hot right now? Homosexuality.
Johnny, don't do this.
It is hot.
Johnny, if you're gay, then you're gay. You just need to tell me.
I'm not even talking about me. I'm just saying it's hot right now. It's bankable. It's box office bank.
You're so in the closet right now, it's hurting me.
Come on.
Don't tell me that it's a fad. Don't tell me that it's cool. Just if you, I love you. You're like my brother. If you're gay, then you're gay.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to stop you right there. So far the pitch is two homosexual balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have preferred you left the room, but since we heard it, we love it.
We walked back in here accidentally while we were brainstorming.
We were brainstorming. We got to walk and walk while we brainstorm.
Do you know what the H in HBO stands for?
Hello?
Why don't we leave it at that? Do you guys have an answer to this riddle?
Four, never five, sometimes nine.
What has four letters, never has five letters, but sometimes has nine letters?
Can you give us the smallest, just a touch of saffron of a hint?
No, but I will give you a big hint.
Are they letters of the alphabet?
The clue is this. This is not a question. This riddle is a statement.
Sometimes. Some and sometimes. Wait.
No.
Wait, give us the hint that they gave us.
The clue is, it is not a question.
Great. Say the...
What has four letters?
What?
Never has five letters, but sometimes has nine letters.
What has four letters? Never, the word never has five,
yes.
And sometimes has
nine. I
hate wordplay. Who sent this in?
It just says your ass. It just says it was sent, signed, sealed, delivered to your ass. This is from Allie.
Allie?
Allie, thank you so much,
I'll
Allie.
I'll let you know. You are now my sworn enemy.
You fucking roasted Addle.
I will, until the day I die, I will track you down. There is not a town in the world you can hide from me from.
Holyoke, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Our town has tons of alleys.
Oh. Yeah, don't hide in New York.
This one's from Bob from Boston.
Hey.
So isn't that fun?
Then it's Bob.
Bob says, I love this freaking podcast. I've hoped for a riddle themed podcast forever, but figured that if it ever did happen, it would inevitably be made by lame people, the target audience for riddles. Classic roast, classic Boston roast. But this
starts with, I was polishing my silverware.
But this podcast is freaking hilarious and terrific, so thanks. Here's one of my riddles. Agnes is on trial for murdering her sister's husband. The judge is convinced that Agnes is guilty and should be punished for her crime, but he decides that it would be unfair to send her to prison. Why?
She's about to die.
She's about to die.
Terminally ill.
The judge is about to kill her. He's like, I can't send you to prison. You're already
dead. She's a horse.
Yes, Aaron. Thank you. Explain.
No.
Okay.
Let's see.
That did happen, though.
Yeah, dead stop.
In like the 1600s, there was like a pig who killed somebody, and they put it on trial, found it guilty, and then were like.
So Agnes is on trial for murdering her sister's husband. So she's on trial for killing another horse.
Oh, back then you could marry a horse or pig.
Okay, Aaron, we're gonna see a quick scene. Let's see. TJ, you're gonna play the judge. Addle, you are going to play the defense attorney. You're defending Aaron. Aaron is a talking horse on trial for killing a man that she catfished into marrying her. And I'll just be the bailiff.
Counselor, I'll briefly entertain your motion, and then we'll continue onwards.
Your Honor, my client is a horse.
Are you making fun of me?
No, sir.
Your Honor, if this man is making fun of you, the bailiff will surely take care of him.
Your Honor, my client accidentally hurt someone. Now, is my client sorry? Nay. My client is very sorry. But hay is for horses. And by hay, I mean...
Habeas corpus.
Excuse me?
Habeas corpus. I was helping you.
Give me back my index cards.
Hey, there you are, sir. You dropped it on the floor.
Habeas corpus is for horses. Say that 10 times fast.
I don't have to. Now, Judge... You can't make me do stuff. I make you do turn stuff. Turn about is fair play, what? Judge. You make him say all this. You should have to say something, he say. I'll do it like 3 times. Habeas corpus is for horses. Habeas corpus is for horses. Habeas corpus is for horses. God, I love you, Judge.
Judge reined it in. But, Your Honor, this horse is a breeding horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, this horse lives a life of frivolity. And sexual behavior.
Excuse me. Can I speak for myself?
I told you not to, but...
I live a life of frivolity and sexual behavior. Thank you. If I'm a horse that can speak, at least let me speak. God damn it. If I turn into glue, I swear to God, I will eat your face.
May you turn into glue, you may not eat my face. Oh, well, Judge, please.
Mayor, you are entitled, if you care to represent yourself, well, if you would want to.
I would just like to get a new lawyer, one who doesn't...
A new lawyer?
One who isn't pun-based.
This one does feel a little bit lousy with puns.
Your Honor, the horse is also the mayor. holds no official title.
This is what
but
I
it's
mean.
A, it's the mayor.
Well,
M-A-R-E.
Your Honor, this whole case stinks of full play.
Does anyone have any more, or can we continue?
If you want to represent yourself, you'll be in shitland.
I'm still listening. I'm sure you have more up your sleeve.
Would the court stenographer just read back all the non-pun stuff that has been said during the last few minutes?
It's mostly just thes and ands.
the female stenographer needs to gal up.
Which I hate you.
Rise to the occasion. Oh, boy.
Agnes is not a horse. That's a really good guess, Aaron.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes. Agnes is on trial for murdering her sister's husband. The judge is convinced that Agnes is guilty and should be punished for her crime. But he decides that it would be unfair to send her to prison. Why?
Because the sister's husband was a bad person.
Yeah. Sister's husband, bad guy, beat sister.
I have some clues for you.
Is the prison part what would be unfair?
Mm.
Oh, did
yes.
It would not be unfair to punish Agnes in some other way.
Correct, but it would be unfair to send Agnes to prison.
Is it because everybody hated the guy who died?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. And Agnes did commit
because
the crime.
Because he worked at the prison.
Yeah, so you can't go to her work.
He didn't want to hurt his friend's feelings.
What a big loophole. If you kill a prison guard, you can't go to that prison.
Yeah, because it's too traumatizing. The perfect crime. Mm-hmm.
It is the perfect crime.
I know.
Happy day.
And it harkens back to a joke I made previously.
It does.
Which is her and her sister are conjoined twins.
Yes. You made the joke at the beginning of the episode. And I was like, I think that this is a great one to end on. Because Agnes and her sister are conjoined twins. It would be unfair to send her to prison because then her sister would also be going to prison.
And JPC, can you say the correct answer again, but say twins correctly?
Yes. It would be unfair because Agnes and her sister are and twins.
And conjoined twins.
Okay, so why?
Here's to love songs.
So here's to love songs. What is the story behind this? Why is she killing him? And why didn't the sister? The sister should go to jail too, because couldn't she have stopped her?
She's there
when he's getting murdered.
This will be our final scene before we wrap up the episode. I want to see a final scene. Let's have JPC and Aaron are going to be conjoined twins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Teed, you're going to be the spouse of one of these twins. We'll find out who. And this is moments leading up to the murder.
And you know what, Vivian? If I want to take a couple of my hot-air bucks and make a couple of sports bets, then I'll be goddamned if I can't drop
you.
50 on the Pacers.
Tears oh, God. And I'm wondering why. Get out of bed at all.
Oh, you know what? You know what that you could do with that money? I don't know. Feed our kids. Buy me something every once in a while. Clean your shirt.
You know what I did with some of my sweet ass winnings? Bought your sister a little repair kit for her Walkman.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
She just keeps playing the same part of the song over and over.
It's like she doesn't know the rest of the song.
I swear to God, she sings it better than Dido.
Oh, no. No one sings it better than Dido. How dare you go after Dido like that? How could you? You know what? You know what?
It's not so bad.
I'm out of here.
No, you can't go nowhere.
I'm leaving right now. I'm bye. Bye.
Hey.
Oh, my throwing knives.
Oh, my ribs. Oh, I got that right in my ribs. It's like a mermaid
who's been hooked.
Like a trawler. It's right in between
we
the
cut
two.
We cut to CBS. What seems to be your problem, sir?
Jesus Christ, you got anything other than Band-Aids and playing cards around here?
See,
seasonal candy?
Yeah, all they have is Band-Aids, playing cards, and seasonal candy.
That's their slogan.
Thanks again, Bob from Boston, for sending in that riddle to us. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. TJ, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Teach,
you for letting
for being
me hang
here.
Around you guys.
Thank
it was
you
my
so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Do you have anything in particular that you would like to plug?
No. Oh, hey, if this does come out in April,
sure.
We might be doing a show called Trios at I.O., where it's a trio of scenic improvisers and a trio of musical improvisers. Julie Nichols usually on piano, Brother John on bass, and we'll have a horn player more than likely on either trumpet or saxophone. And we're just trying to mess around with the ways that we could have a conversation back and forth between a trio of scenic improvisers and a trio of musical improvisers.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
And I like it. It's really good. And even if the improvisation, the scenic improvisation is terrible, then the music is really fun, and it's as enjoyable to watch musicians improvise and come together and find their own rhythm as it is to watch that happen with scenic improvisers.
Do you know any of the improvisers?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. It's Billy Bungaroth, Emma Pope, and myself.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
and it's called Trios.
Yep.
And so people can probably go to the IO Chicago's website if you are interested and look at like the dates that is possibly out.
It'll run through once a week through April and then the first 2 weeks of May.
Oh, cool.
And if I may say, a lot of our listeners are curious about improv in terms of getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I read you wrote a book on improv.
Dave and I did, yeah.
Improvising at the Speed of Life.
Improvisation at the Speed of Life, the TJ and Dave book, I believe.
Yeah, so check that out if you're interested in doing improv. Improv. That's a incredible book to start with. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if
and
you're
even,
interested
or
in
seasons,
reading books.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Either one of those things.
Flipping through the, yeah. you know, lidding through the yeah. pages. Wanna,
it's only about 180 yeah. lids. So
and teacher, where can good. People find that scene of you and Kevin Dorff?
in their fever nightmares.
In the depths of YouTube.
I do want to mention that we have our second ever live show coming up. We'll be coming to L.A.
Ever heard of it?
Or I guess it's Hollywood, California proper. We'll be coming to the Hollywood Improv. This is going to be Sunday, May 12th, which I believe is Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
So grab your mommies.
It's technically Mother. Oh. It's Mother's Night.
Oh, yeah.
Because
come celebrate
it's
Mother's
Night.
Congrats, you guys. That's great.
Thank you, Deej. But we'll be there May 12th in L.A. At 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv. So buy your tickets now. You can grab those on TicketWeb. And we hope to see you there. Yeah. So please check that out. We also have new merch at our merch store. You can go to TeePublic to check that out. Some new items by Ray
Glass
and Emily Cardama. So check that out. Please leave us some reviews or ratings on iTunes. Check out our Patreon. And I don't think we ever mentioned it, but somebody got a Hey Riddle Riddle tattoo.
Oh yeah,
and we definitely want to encourage that. So.
Yeah, it's not like the logo. It's like
somebody got canoe dog.
They got a canoe dog tattoo. Yes.
So if you, which was incredible, so if you get a Hey Riddle Riddle tattoo, we're so sorry.
We'll be so weirded out by that.
Please email to us so we can give you a shout out. Aaron, anything to plug?
Just follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10, and I'll plug my shows there.
Yep. And you can follow me at Twitter, JPSoFly, or Instagram at SharkBarkman. I will be posting pictures of my dog, Spaghetti, until one or both of us are dead.
And Aaron, that horse you played earlier in court, of course, that horse's name was...
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder Vinny.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.